The announcement yesterday that Lieutenant General Lesetsha Motiba has been made the acting National Commissioner of the South African Police Service, replacing Lieutenant General Khomotso Phahlane. His acting tenure came to an end on the 1st of June, and he was yet another controversial top cop. Replaced Ria Piecha, who replaced Becky Cele, who replaced Jackie Salibi, all names that are up on the wall of infamy. Gareth Newham is on the line to us now from Johannesburg, head of the Governance, Crime and Justice Division at the Institute for Security Studies. How well known is Lieutenant General Motiba, Gareth?
Good afternoon. He's quite well known to people who've been tracking policing or working with the police. I first met him in the early 2000s when he was the station commander of the Alexander Police Station in Johannesburg. And he's been the head of visual policing nationally. He's also been the Gauteng Provincial Commissioner, and more recently was in the National Intervention Unit. So he's pretty well known in the police. He's been in the police for 35 years. He's known as a no-nonsense, hard-working career police officer.
With no hint of the kind of scandal that has attached to Phahlane and his predecessors.
Yes, there aren't really any kinds of allegations that there were against Phahlane, against him. But you never know. You know, once you're in that hot seat, it's amazing what can come out. So at the moment, there's certainly no, there have been no public allegations, or they're not well-known allegations that have been made against him in the past. So right now, he's, you know, not a bad choice to be holding that position in the interim until they decide who should fill it permanently.
Obviously, there'll be a lot closer looking at him from the media, from civil society, from all sorts of quarters. But again, for the moment, as best we know, he's not particularly affiliated politically in any way.
Yes, indeed. He's, as I say, he's been a career police official. The only sort of maybe known blemish against him is he was quite supportive of Ria Piecha. And was seen as, you know, very loyal to her, even when it was clear that she didn't know what she was doing. But that's also a part of the culture of police, where there's this deference to who's ever in charge or to the senior ranks. But I do think that we need to be focusing on how the process of the next appointment of the National Commissioner. You know, the National Development Plan has a very clear recommendation that that clear criteria are put in place, and that there's a transparent and competitive selection process undertaken by a panel who then shortlists two or three men or women whose integrity are beyond reproach, who have the necessary skills, expertise, and experience, and that the president chooses the national commissioner from that list, as opposed to, as we've seen in the past, where he sits behind closed doors and makes decisions that don't seem to be rational the face of it, and chooses somebody who has no policing experience, and then later everybody, including the police, suffers because of it. So there needs to be a lot of pressure now to start trying to get the president to act in terms of the National Development Plan, which has been adopted by Cabinet as official policy.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that Jacob Zuma is particularly amenable to pressure which is going to bring in anybody who is in any way independent of mind. If the process throws up as the, not the acting, but as the full-time National Commissioner of Police, General Lesetsha Motiba, with what we know at the moment, you'd be comfortable with that?
Yes, I mean, I think the whole point of why the process is important is that in that process, people who do have information about the suitability of a candidate, even if it's not public, but think that it might be important to be considered, you know, that's when that information will come up, because you don't want a situation where you appoint somebody, because remember, this position is for 5 years, and to remove a National Commissioner of Police is quite a process which requires a judicial board of inquiry and takes a lot of time and is very disruptive. So you want to get that appointment right from the beginning. And the problem with not having a process whereby you might choose somebody who on the face of it is a career police officer, looks good, if evidence is later comes up, or there's or allegations of wrongdoing, then you find yourself yet again in a situation where you have to suspend that person and then you have to appoint another acting person. And it really undermines the morale of the police. It undermines the ability of the top leadership of the police to give the organization the strategic direction that it has, and it undermines public credibility. So really, I think there's been enough mistakes in the past so that those that might be able to advise the president for advice that we try and do something different this time before appointing the National Commissioner of Police.
Thanks very much. Gareth Newham is head of the Governance, Crime and Justice Division at the Institute for Security Studies.